It's Monday, May 2nd, 2011.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Song. That's the Ravenettes from Copenhagen doing the song Forget That You're Young. It's new. It came off their new album called Raven in the Grave, which is a pretty solid album if you like the Ravenettes. It starts off with all the kind of the best songs, I think, and then by the end you're kind of like, okay, there's a lot of three stars, but I think it actually ends on a high note. But the album in general, it's kind of it feels like it's got a little extra music on it that isn't really needed, but it's got some really great songs on it too, like Forget That You're Young. So I'd recommend that if you like the Ravenettes. It's definitely pretty good stuff. Okay, up next, a band from London, England. They're called the Ramones. No, I'm sorry. They're called the Vaccines, and they're a whole lot like the Ramones, but in all the right ways. They're like if the Ramones were an indie rock band getting started today or something. It's got the production values of like contemporary indie rock music, but it sounds just like the Ramones. They're really great. Particularly this first song I'm going to play, it's called Norgard. The second song I'm going to play is called If You Wanna, and what great If You Want It. It's like a total Ramones type song title even. It's from their debut album called What Did You Expect from the Vaccines? And unfortunately, you can't get it in the United States very easily right now. You can order. It came out in the UK, so you can like import it, but it's pricey to do it that way. And it comes out in just a few weeks here in the States. So this is just to wet your whistle until you can pre-order it, because it's a pretty awesome album, actually. It's really good. I don't think there's anything on it less than 4 stars. It's an awesome release. So check it out, The Vaccines with Norgard and If You Wanna, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Cross baby. Since we're talking about celebrities and reality stars, we might as well talk about the 2012 Republican candidates. Just look at the options the Republicans are kicking around. Palin, Huckabee, Gingrich, Trump. That sounds like season 13 of Dancing with the Stars. And not the stars, the dancers. Let's start with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney wrote a book titled No Apologies. No apologies? When you have to proclaim no apologies, isn't that a tacit admission you've made a lot of mistakes? If I come home from a trip to Vegas and the first thing I say to my girlfriend is no apologies, we're gonna have a follow-up conversation. Both Rand Paul and Ron Paul have been talking about a run in 2012, so they have something in common with my father and I, which is we're also not going to get elected president. And then, of course, there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke. Donald Trump owns the Miss USA pageant, which is great for Republicans because it will streamline their search for a vice president. Donald Trump said recently he has a great relationship with the blacks, though unless the blacks are a family of white people, I bet he's mistaken. I like that Trump is filthy rich, but nobody told his accent. His whole life is models and gold leaf and marble columns, but he still sounds like a know-it-all down at the OTB. Mr. Trump may not be a good choice for president, but he would definitely make a great press secretary. Kim Jong-il is a loser. His latest rally was a flop. I feel bad for Ahmadinejad. The man wears a windbreaker. He has no class. I, on the other hand, sell my own line of ties. You can find them at Macy's in the flammable section.
I'm
Right back there, two songs in a row by a band from New York City. They're called the Crystal Stilts. They've been around for a little while, but this new record of theirs called In Love with Oblivion is just super great. It's their best album by far, and it's really great. It kind of is to Joy Division what the Vaccines are to the Ramones. You know, it's like if Joy Division was like just getting started today, how would it sound? It would sound just like this new record by the Crystal Stilts. It's great. So the two songs we just heard were Sycamore Tree and Shake the Shackles. Really great songs. It was hard to pick them because the album is so rife with delightfully great songs, but I thought those two maybe were standouts. Okay, up next, a band also from New York. This guy's from Brooklyn. His name's Frank Locrasto. I really like this guy a lot. He's a jazz musician who I went to the same high school as, though I don't really know him, but I met him once, I think. Anyway, he's a nice guy, but he has this new record. It's like an EP. It's called El Dorado. And it's just unlike anything else. It's so weird. It's like, it's instrumental, but it's normally the kind of music I talk over. And in fact, I have been talking over it this whole episode. But the songs are so fascinating. I just kind of love them. They're great background music, and I think they're the kind of thing that you should absolutely have in your collection if you like cool, weird music. So you should definitely check out this El Dorado EP, as it's called. It's got 9 tracks. It's really more like an album. But we're going to hear Simple Times and Marshall, both from this El Dorado album by Frank Locrasto. And man, it's really great stuff. So you can get it on his Bandcamp site. It's also on iTunes. And man, it's totally worth your few dollars. It's really great stuff. So check it out. Simple Times and Marshall, Frank Locrasto, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
So it's not a strong field. And who knows if they can beat you in 2012. But I tell you who could definitely beat you, Mr. President. 2008 Barack Obama. You would have loved him. So charismatic, so charming. Was he a little too idealistic? Maybe. But you would have loved him. What happened to you? When you were sworn in, you looked like the guy from the Old Spice commercials. Now you look like Louis Gossett Sr. I've never said this to anyone before, but maybe you should start smoking again. Is this the change you were talking about? So, Congress, there are a lot of things you want us to be impressed by that we are not impressed by. We are not impressed that you sat next to each other at the State of the Union. You know what the rest of Americans call an evening spent politely sitting next to a person with wildly different political views? Thanksgiving. We're not impressed when you complained about how bills are too long to read. The health care bill is almost 2,000 pages good. A bill that ensures every person in America should be longer than the girl with the dragon tattoo. Also, while we're at it, I don't think you read bills anyways. I think you guys vote on bills in the same way the rest of us agree to updated terms and conditions on iTunes.
I dream my goodbyes that I've gone to the sea from the man laid next to me. This shall cruise my fear that I've been longing for this, that mountain of bliss up on the peace of my mind to leave what's behind, roll on alone. The thunder was loud, so don't shout in my ear. I can't live in fear anymore. Where is that savior I've been longing for?
Dumped his poor wife for a lady much like the one that he had. She'd followed him soundly for months that had passed. No complaining or moaning, why did he not last? But only the man of God he knew all. Next confession he said to Joe, why'd you fall? I can't give you grace, you've hurt 19 women. And Joe made no reason, except one that we know, that he was the one that was hurt long ago. So don't kiss the broken one, it'll never resolve what you have just done. They'll hang on to thoughts in hope of one day repeating the same situation each way. Of falling in love, then being alone, is a drug that only some will bring home. But take it again to make sure that they'll live, broken and wanting someone else to give. Men that play at this game, the women are worse. guess it's just not so plain. Take Lady B, a lady of such, who had servants in rows and handbags to clutch. But her heart was locked as a maid's first love. Once one man would touch it, she'd give him the shoe. And this is what most of the townspeople knew, that she had to treat them the way she'd been had, left by her true love, stranded and sad. So don't kiss a broken one, it'll never resolve what you have just done. They'll hang on to thoughts in hope of one day repeating the same situation each way, of falling in love than being alone. It's a drug that only some will bring home, and take it again to make sure that they live broken and wanting someone else to give. Don't kiss a broken one, it'll never resolve what you have just done. They'll hang on to thoughts in hope one day, repeating the same situation each day, of falling in love than being alone. It's a drug that only some will bring home, and take it again to make sure that they live broken and wanting someone.
That's nice, isn't it? That was two songs in a row by Hannah Peel. She's from London, and the songs we heard were Song for the Sea and Don't Kiss the Broken One, both from her album The Broken Wave. Pretty good stuff. Lots of good stuff on there. She does a cover of The Parting Glass. It's kind of a traditional breaking bread at the bar kind of song or something, and it's at the end of Waking Ned Divine. I always really loved the way they used it in that movie. It's a different version, but it's a song I always really liked, and she does a version of it on that album. And I gotta thank my buddy Graham in Scotland for recommending that to me. It took me a while to get to, but I appreciate it, Graham. That's a good record. Thanks for the tip. And all you listeners, thank Graham. Let's all together now. Thank you, Graham. All right, here we go. All right, finishing up this episode of the Sounds of My Head. Sounds of My Head favorites, The National. They got a new single. It just came out. It's called Exile Vilify. And for whatever reason, explain this one to me. It's from a video game. That's the way this song came about. It's from the game Portal 2. I know nothing about whatever. I don't know what Portal 2 is. I guess it's a video game. I know that about it. And for some reason, The National have a song on it or something. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. I don't play video games, but I'm sure someone out there does, and they probably really appreciate good quality music in their video games. Like this from The National. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with The National and Exile Vilify.
It takes your mind again. Exile. It takes your mind again. You got sucker's luck. Have you given up? Does it feel like a trial? Does it trouble your mind the way you trouble mine?
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Unfashionable Chime, Mink Jaw, and Sputnik, all three by the one, the only Frank Lacrasto from his wonderful El Dorado. Want to check that out for sure. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com, become a fan in Facebook, or send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Also, you'll want to be sure to tune in again on May 16th for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.